factory direct wholesale pricing. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody, and thank you very much for joining me for another hour of Auto World. We've got an exciting hour lined up for you. Let me tell you all about what we're going to be chatting about. We're going to kick things off, hopefully, by connecting with the gentleman who's the chairman of the largest Italian car show in the entire world. Where is it? No, it is not in Italy. It is in Monterey, California. It is coming up on next Friday, and we're going to be there doing some recording for the broadcast, and looking forward to it. It is an amazing gathering of not only exotic Italian cars like Ferraris and Lamborghinis and Di Tommasos, but also they're going to have some more, let's say, regular Italian cars there as well. Fiat, including the new Fiat 500 for model year 2010, will be shown there in European form. It's going to go on sale here in the U.S. at selected Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep and Ram dealerships come this December. It's kind of a mini-esque vehicle. It was sold here during the 1950s and 1960s, but we haven't seen either the Fiat brand nor the Fiat 500 for quite some time here in the U.S. So that's going to be one of the big happenings at the event, but we'll get the whole lowdown, hopefully, with Tom McDowell, who is the chairman and on site right now in Monterey trying to get things ready for the big happening next Friday. A little later on, Ford has just announced a brand new model for the 2011 model year, but we'll get it not that far off. It is the new Ford Explorer, and it moves the Explorer in a number of different directions that we've seen in the past, including the fact that for the first time ever in the Explorer lineup, there will not be a V8 engine. We're going to get the chief engineer on board with us to tell us all about the special features, the unique standard power plant, the optional power plant, and some really cool technology that they've integrated into part of this vehicle. Along the way, we're going to take your telephone calls at the usual number. The number is toll-free, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. If you have any questions along the way, I urge you to email me up or pick up the telephone. But if you prefer the email, it's bob at autoworldradio.com or bob at boblongradio.com. Well, again, the eyes of the automotive world will focus next week on the Monterey, California. It used to be called The Weekend. It's actually now referred to by many as Monterey Week, as the classic car world really becomes afire, goes afire, with an incredible number of auctions. There are five in total over the course of the auction week. Of course, there's the historic races, which run a variety of days throughout the weekend, and there is a number of other very unique happenings going on. There's a special event called the Quail, which is a kind of a classic car show devoted specifically more towards historic racing, but there's also an auction involved with that. There's also a fun event. It's called the Concours de Lemons, kind of poking fun at Pebble Beach, which is considered by most to be the World Series or the Super Bowl of classic car events. So this vehicle, rather than featuring Ferraris and Aston Martins and Bugattis on the lawn, it's poking fun at itself and also at the more prestigious event by showcasing vehicles like Pintos and Pacers and Renault cars. And that's always a very fun and interesting event. But the new car companies also have a big presence, an ever-increasing presence at the Pebble Beach event. I've been told that there are going to be a number of significant debuts, most of which are embargoed, so I can't tell you about them specifically, but Infiniti is known to unveil vehicles at Pebble Beach in the past. This is the venue that they chose 2 years ago to take the wraps off the G37 convertible, as well as the new crossover sport utility with the emphasis on the sport, and that being kind of the sister to the FX. It's called the EX. Matter of fact, it's my test vehicle of the week here in my humble Boston studio, so I've been checking it out and very pleasantly surprised by this vehicle. It's quite a great vehicle for the money. So Pebble Beach, I know this year is going to be showing a debut vehicle from Bugatti. It's going to be a limited rendition of their Veyron 16-4. To recapture the crown is having the world's fastest top-end streetcar, super pricey vehicle indeed. It's also rumored that Ford may have something, and rumored also that Jaguar will have some sort special edition model that they're going to show off. But when it comes to showing off, nothing shows off Italian cars on a golf course setting better than the world's largest event of its type. It is the world's largest Italian car show. And to tell us all about Concorso Italiano for 2010, it's my pleasure to welcome the chairman of the event, Tom McDowell, to Auto World. Tom, how you doing?
I'm doing very well, Bob. Thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Tell us how many years Concorso Italiano has been around.
Well, this is the 25th year for Concorso.
And wow.
It started as a very small club event for Maserati, and it grew quickly because there really wasn't a place in those early years for Italian cars in the automobile weekend, which at the time was solely Pebble Beach and the races, of course, historic races. And so, it, you know, as mentioned, it started with Maserati Club, but grew. And so now, it's, as you mentioned, it's the largest Italian car show in the world. And we're in our 25th year.
Wow. Congratulations on that. And congratulations on great success. This is the second year it's going to be at a new venue. Remind us all of this very special venue that worked out quite well last year.
Sure. We moved the event to a golf course. It had taken a sort of one might call a one-year hiatus from a golf course. And so we moved it to Laguna Seca Golf Ranch last year, this first year. We're a little bit nervous about it. It's a beautiful golf course. We just wanted to be sure we could manage the traffic and all of the issues involved in an event of this size. And it worked wonderfully, much better than we expected. Our fears were completely unfounded. We're back again, and we have every plan to stay here. So it's a spectacularly beautiful golf course on Highway 68. Right now I'm looking at our mobile office in the parking lot, just looking down the fairways at the wooded hills across the highway. It's a beautiful setting. I think anybody who comes out, they're certainly going to be able to appreciate the cars, but the setting itself is something to behold.
Lots of celebrations underway at Concorso 2010, including you're calling all Fiat 500s to come and join in on the fun.
Well, but yeah, Bob, the Fiat 500s are wonderful little cars. They're, for those who might not be familiar with them, they certainly would be, I guess you would call them similar to the Mini, perhaps even a little bit smaller. And so we have put out a call for the Fiat 500s because Fiat North America is going to be introducing the European version of the Fiat 500 to the public at Concorso Italiano. And with the reason for that introduction is because Fiat is coming back to the United States in this December, or roughly thereabouts, at the Chrysler dealers across the country. We're not quite sure how that's going to roll out, which dealers are going to have it, but they are going to, the Fiat 500 is back for sale back in the United States. It's been available in Europe for quite some time, but it's coming to the United States later this year.
I understand for 2010 in particular, Lamborghini attendance is absolutely soaring. Tell us about that, Tom.
Well, yeah, I'm not really quite sure why, except there's a lot of Lamborghini enthusiasts out there. There's something called the Italian Stampede. It's a run coming up from Southern California, and they've got well over 50 cars on that run, and there's a lot of other things we're doing with Lamborghini, but it's because of the run, because of the things we're doing, Lamborghini attends the soaring.
We'll have more about Concorso Italiano straight ahead right here. This is Auto World.
When your car breaks down, it's already too late. That costly repair bill could have been paid by an A-plus auto protection extended service plan. Even if your manufacturer warranty has expired, if your car has less than 130,000 miles, you can still be covered. Don't pay the dealer upcharge. Get the same coverage over the phone right now for much cheaper. For a limited time, also get roadside assistance and towing, but you must call now. Call 800-871-4131. Again, 800-871-4131. 800-871-4131. Not all plans available in all states or for all vehicles.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance.
Yeah, so what happens if I've got a claim?
You call our 800 number.
And get some guy in Kuala Lumpur?
No, we actually have an in-house claims unit.
And it'll take, like, months to send me my check.
Oh, we're lightning fast with our settlements.
Of course, you'll probably send me to your brother-in-law's repair shop.
Sir, the restoration shop is always your choice.
One more question.
Sure.
What kind of a freak house are you guys running?
Some things are too good to be true, like Haggerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit Haggerty.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, August 6, 2010. Gold opened this morning at $11.96.20. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $12.28.28, $6.14.14 for a half ounce, or $3.07.07 for the quarter ounce. That's $12.28.28, $6.14.14, and $3.07.07.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm, warning of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. CBO is drawing a parallel between U.S. economy and the Greek economic meltdown. Debt to GDP climbing to unfamiliar territory and deficits rising to unsupportable levels. Hi, Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risks of deficit spending, aging population, and rising interest rates spells economic disaster. Call today at 800-686-2237. I'll send it free. Again, call 800-686-2237. Ask for the CBO document. Call 800-686-2237.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Protect your freedoms and be independent by learning how to maintain, repair, and customize your own firearms through these exclusive video training courses on DVD from the American Gunsmithing Institute. Call and get a free 2-hour sampler DVD video and catalog. See just how quickly and easily you can learn firearm disassembly and reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much, much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. Courses available for both the hobbyist and the professional. You can even get certified as a gunsmith to make money part-time, full-time, or as a retirement income doing what you love. Call 1-800-247-5032 to order your free sampler DVD and catalog. That's 1-800-247-5032. Call now and get a bonus $10 saving coupon. 1-800-247-5032 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com, your source for how-to gunsmithing videos.
Bringing you the best in alternative talk radio
for over 10 years.
GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We're telling you all about Concorso Italiano 2010. My name is Bob Long, the chairman of the event. Tom McDowell is joining us, telling us all about some of the special things going on and the fact that Lamborghini attendance is soaring. And certainly one Lamborghini fellow that many of the Lamborghini enthusiasts are waiting and just absolutely adore seeing is the famous test driver for Lamborghini who has a actually a Gallardo named after him, and he was there last year at the event, and he's back for 2010.
Valentino Balboni. He's a longtime Lamborghini test driver. It's an interesting start. He's got a wonderful biography. He recently retired, and he's now what one might call a goodwill ambassador for Lamborghini. And he's got this wonderful, very engaging, very accessible personality. And for that, he becomes an absolute fan favorite. And you don't have to be a huge Lamborghini enthusiast to appreciate Balboni because he's so approachable that he's just a lot of fun to talk with. He is coming back. He's going to be presented with a key to the city of Monterey by Monterey Mayor Chuck De La Sala. And that will be a really fun ceremony. Last year, we had a special presentation for Valentino. It was presented by Jay Leno, and I didn't realize that the two of them had such a strong friendship, but it was really fun, a very emotional presentation. And then Valentino's just being a little bit Italian, he's emotional, and then the crowd was so adoring, it was a lot of fun, and I think it's going to be a little bit different this year, but still very fun, because Valentino has meant so much not only to Lamborghini, but to Concorso Italiano, and generally the automobile weekend here in Monterey.
So true. And another fan favorite, the designer of the Di Tommaso Pantera, he is back again. And I didn't realize that this gentleman actually resides in Italy.
Yes, Tom Charta. He born and raised in the United States, actually in Michigan. And shortly, I think it was University of Michigan. Yes, it is University of Michigan where he graduated. And shortly thereafter, he went over to Italy and found a position as an automobile designer, and he's lived there ever since. He's married, his wife is over there, and he comes back every year for Monterey weekend and then for Concorso Italiano. He, like Valentino, he's another very humble, very engaging individual, and so when you have personalities like that, people who are very approachable, they become favorites. And consequently, as you mentioned, Bob, Tom Charta is a favorite simply because of his accomplishments and his personality. He's a wonderful person.
Let's talk about the supercar reunion. You did it last year with the first Ferrari supercar, the 288 GTO, which was followed up, of course, by the F40, the car that you're celebrating this year. And then we saw the F50 and more recent days of the Enzo. But the F40 is the one that's going to be showcased at Concorso Italiano 2010. Any idea how many F40s reside in the U.S.? There weren't that many made.
Yeah, I don't know. I should have this number. I guess it's a sign of my increasing age and loss of memory or something like that, because I don't know how many there are in the United States. There aren't a lot of them, though. We're going to have somewhere between 25 and 30 at Concorso. The F40 was the second in the series of the Ferrari supercars. Leonardo Fioravanti designed the first one, the 288 GTO, which we celebrated last year. And this year we're having Leonardo Fioravanti join us. He was the project director for the F40. And so he's very, very enthusiastic about joining us this year. He is our featured guest designer. And he's excited about seeing all the F40s. He's never seen more than 20 in any one place. So for the second of the Ferrari supercar series, the F40, I think we're going to have a nice celebration with Fioravanti here. Several of the owners have requested that he autograph. I don't know their cars or where they want that autograph, but they do want their cars autographed.
Oh, that's great. And certainly all throughout the Monterey week or weekend, lots of folks are celebrating Alfa Romeo and its 100th anniversary, and you're doing so as well.
Yeah, and we are, and it would be a tremendous slight to not honor Alfa Romeo, who's that as a mark has been responsible for so much success early in the Italian automotive industry, and they've spawned several other marks, Ferrari being the most prominent. And they've had so many creative designs over the years, from the early days of Coachworks to the more production-related automobiles of the 50s and 60s, 70s, and 80s. And they pulled out of this market in the 90s, and there's still talk of coming back. I have no inside information as to when they will, but nonetheless, we are celebrating 100 years of Alfa Romeo. We've got representative cars from every decade, beginning in the 30s, every decade of production of Alfa in the United States. So we're excited to have it, have the mark here. And we think we've got some really special cars that will be on display. In addition, we've got executives from Alfa Romeo in Italy coming over to present a Pomodoro sculpture from the Alfa Romeo Museum.
Wow.
They'll be presenting it to the most historically relevant Alfa Romeo. So it remains to be seen how we actually define that, but that's the executive's job to define that one. It'll be a fun presentation.
It's all coming up on Friday, August 13th at the Laguna Seca Golf Ranch in Monterey, California. Concorso Italiano, the 25th year celebration of Italian style. Can folks get tickets right now online, Tom?
Absolutely. Our website, which is very easy to maneuver through, it's called concorso.com, concorso.com, or they can call our phone number, which is 425-742-0632. And even for those who want to come on the day of the event, which is Friday, August 13th, come on out to Laguna Seca Golf Ranch, and tickets are available then as well.
Let's talk a little bit about the celebration of Italian style part of Concorso Italiano. You got to have food, Tom. There's no question about that. My wife is Italian. I always have loved Italian food. You've got to have music. You've got to have fashion. And you've got it all covered, my friend.
Well, we do. And because it's sort of something for everybody. The fashion element was started several years ago by the founder of Concorso, Frank Mondorano. And he found that the fashion, he thought it'd be good for the people who were dragged along by their spouse and maybe weren't quite as enthusiastic about Italian cars as say their partner. But as it turns out, that the stage area for the fashion show is the most crowded at the time of the fashion show. It's not only standing room only, but you have it's easily 10 rows deep just to be able to get a peek at some of the heads of the models as they bob up and down across the stage. But so we've got the fashion show, very popular. We've got Italian food. Everybody's familiar with Italian food, and being an Italian show, we have to have that. Who doesn't like it? And then we've got music. We've got an operatic tenor, Pasquale Esposito, very, very well known in the Northern California area, but he's also got a national following, and he's going to be performing as well.
Well, Tom, we're going to be there. We're going to be recording for Auto World, and we thank you so much for your time here today. Look forward to seeing you this coming Friday.
Likewise. Thank you very much, Bob.
Straight ahead, we're going to talk about the 2011 Ford Explorer. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Hot sparks burning the night away. Two lips touching together.
A brand new model has been added to the BMW lineup for 2010. It's the 5 Series Gran Turismo. Imagine a hatchback with a trunk? Let's hear all about it from BMW's Tom Wolkinski.
We really want to see how the market reacts to the 5 Gran Turismo, because the whole idea of the Gran Turismo, it kind of harks all the way back to the 50s, you know, when Italian automakers had two-seaters with great premium interiors that you could just throw your bags and stash and just go up for a great long drive, and with premium interior and lots of cargo space for all of your luggage. We'll start with the 5 Series Gran Turismo and see where it takes. It will be available at the end of this year in December. I think it's going to be very interesting what consumers think of it.
For thelongdrive.com, I'm Bob Long.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land?
They think they want our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero Debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
It's good stuff.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Genesis.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Welcome back, everybody. We're live all across North America. We appreciate you joining us. Don't hesitate to give us a call, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, or email us up, bob@autoworldradio.com, bob@boblongradio.com. We haven't played trivia yet on the show, so why don't we do that right now? We'll throw a trivia question out there for the lucky person who comes up with the correct answer. We're going to throw them in the bucket here, that the ever-growing bucket of potential winners for a cool prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage. Warren Tracy, owner of the garage, will stop on by 1 week soon and pick out a lucky winner, and you could win a prize valued at $100, $200. Who knows what Warren Tracy will give you, but all you have to do is play. So the trivia question is, going back here into the decade of the 1970s, which car company brought us the Elite? Who made the Elite back in the 1970s? And was the name of the car, the Elite, E-L-I-T-E, the Elite. Who made the Elite? 800-259-9231. Well, one of the big stories of the past couple of weeks has been the unveiling by the Ford Motor Company, first to a select group of journalists and then via Facebook to the public, the 2011 Ford Explorer. To tell us all about the all-new Explorer, it's my pleasure to welcome Jim Holland, chief engineer on the vehicle. Jim, welcome, and how are you today?
I'm doing great, and very good to be here.
Let's talk a little bit about the goals of your project team here in putting together a new Explorer. Certainly, when you look at Ford names, iconic names, the Mustang, the Thunderbird, the Explorer, these are you know, icons. It's hard to reinvent an icon, I would imagine, Jim.
Yeah, it's a tremendous responsibility, but the team that took it on with earnest and very excited about it. As you say, to reinvent such an iconic name, you have to do more than just freshen the styling. We're introducing tremendous amount of new technologies, but the most important and significant part of the reinvention is our fuel economy story. We're going to be providing more than 30% better fuel economy than the outgoing Explorer.
Well, let's talk about some of the ways that you were able to achieve that. Number one, for the first time in the history of the Explorer, no V8 engine, and yet you're providing a couple of engines that just produce amazing amounts of power, including a new four-cylinder engine, and this is the first four-cylinder to utilize Ford's EcoBoost technology.
That's right. As you said, two new engines, and starting first with the V6, it's a 3.5 TIVC TV6 that delivers more than 20% better fuel economy than the outgoing V6. And then the game changer is, as you say, the 2-liter I4 EcoBoost that delivers more than 30% better fuel economy and 13% more horsepower.
And that's just remarkable that you're able to do that. Explain to our listeners, we've done some interviews before on the V6 variant of the EcoBoost technology, but how does it work in this new four-cylinder configuration?
It's actually the same technology, just taken down to our I4s. And the two key elements is turbo power. So we have a turbocharged system that provides a lot of the torque through a broad RPM band. And then the other key technology is gas direct injection, which highly pressurizes the fuel as you inject it directly into the combustion chamber for a better mix and much more efficient use of the gasoline.
I understand, compared to some of the competition, this improved fuel economy is quite a bit better than what we see from, let's say, Honda or Toyota.
Yeah, and you know, the numbers are not out yet, so we've got a ways to go until we see the actual MPG numbers. But we will be best in class in both the V6 and the I4 with our offerings.
Let's talk about some of the other interesting technical features of the new Explorer, including six-speed automatic transmission, as along with electric power-assisted steering, both of which we see to be growing in prevalence throughout the Ford lineup.
Yeah, and the whole team took on this mission of improving fuel economy, not just the powertrain team. Affected everybody, and everybody came with the latest technology. So electric power steering actually is something that we had first out in our hybrid vehicles, and now that we're bringing it in across many of our other vehicles, it allows us to remove the hydraulic pump for better efficiencies, but it also allows us to do a lot of tuning for very light parking lot maneuvers, but tremendous on-road steering feel.
Let's talk about the all-wheel drive system. The original four-wheel drive system on the first-generation Explorer was pretty plain and simple, straightforward, but this new system for 2011 is an intelligent four-wheel drive system. Explain the differences.
When we talked to our customers, they told us that it's very, very important to have the ability and the flexibility to go off-road. But recognizing they don't do it every day, they wanted something that was simple, easy to use. And people were very confused in the different four-wheel drive systems out there today. So we've come up with a very intuitive system that has four settings based on road and terrain conditions. So normal mode for everyday driving. You just leave it in normal mode and you're set. But if you decide to go off-road or if you go in the snow, we have different settings for snow, sand, and mud. And you put the terrain management system dial setting to that particular condition. And the vehicle systems are adjusted. We have four different systems, engine, transmission, and torque differential or splits between front and rear. Those are all controlled based on the different road conditions.
Wow, amazing. You guys have also used some innovative technology in the area of air conditioning, something I've never heard of before, variable displacement air conditioning compressor.
Yeah, and again, everybody from the entire functional activities were bringing their best they could for fuel economy. And what a variable displacement compressor does for us, it allows us to modulate the compressor more accurately. Traditional fixed compressors are either on or they're fully off, and that is inefficient. A variable compressor allows you to select how the pistons are displaced within the compressor, and it can vary from 3 to 100% open. This not only is more efficient, but also allows us to control the inner cabin temperature more accurately, so you don't have these swings in temperatures. Your cooling is more accurate as well as much more efficient.
Let's talk a little bit about tire technology. You have also gone to a low rolling resistant tire. Tell us a little bit about this decision.
And again, work very closely with our tire manufacturers to bring to us their latest technologies that give us great on-road performance, great handling, and very, very good off-road traction. But at the same time, through their development techniques and latest technologies, we get very, very good rolling resistance.
Compared to the 2010 Explorer, what's the difference in weight between the two models?
We're about 100 pounds lighter when we compare our V6 4x4 versus the V8 4x4. And that's a significant accomplishment given that the vehicle is much bigger. It's about 5 inches wider, 3 inches longer. So we're providing a lot more package, more shoulder, more headroom to the customer, and a lot more feature and content. But through lightweight engineering, we were able to reduce the weight by 100 pounds.
In the area of safety, a number of groundbreaking items, including an industry-first inflatable rear seat belts. We'll talk about that on the other side. We'll also talk about something called curve control. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Baby, let's cruise away from here.
Classic Restoration specializes in the restoration of antique cars, classic cars, and trucks. We have the capability to restore your vehicle to your exact specifications, from concours level to making your classic more drivable with the advantages of today's technology, no matter how large or small the project. Call Classic Restoration today at 845-258-2550 or visit ClassicResto.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like free inventor's information? Call InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, and learn how to get your free information. Call toll-free 1-800-647-3200. That's 1-800-647-3200. You'll learn how to attempt to patent your idea and submit it to industry. Call 1-800-647-3200. That's 1-800-647-3200.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kits start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring 2 wind generators on just 1 tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Protect your freedoms and be independent by learning how to maintain, repair, and customize your own firearms through these exclusive video training courses on DVD from the American Gunsmithing Institute. Call and get a free 2-hour sampler DVD video and catalog. See just how quickly and easily you can learn firearm disassembly and reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much, much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. Courses available for both the hobbyist and the professional. You can even get certified as a gunsmith to make money part-time, full-time, or as a retirement income doing what you love. Call 1-800-247-5032 to order your free sampler DVD and catalog. That's 1-800-247-5032. Call now and get a bonus $10 saving coupon. 1-800-247-5032 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com, your source for how-to gunsmithing videos.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio.
You guys are awesome.
I love this station. I really do.
GCN. Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Jim Holland, chief engineer for Ford's 2011 Explorer, joins us live here on the broadcast. If you're a present-day Explorer owner and have a question, telephone us up at 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, or email us, Bob at autoworldradio.com, Bob at boblongradio.com. Either way will work, and we've been telling you all about the new power plants, etc. And now let's dive into the area of safety. And you guys have a industry first with this vehicle, inflatable rear seat belts. Tell us all about that.
Yeah, this is something, as you can imagine, first industry we're extremely excited about bringing out. What this is, it's a rear inflatable belt that is our second row of seat belts. So the seat belts function as a normal seat belt in everyday driving, but embedded in the belt is a tubular airbag that under a crash condition inflates through a cold compression gas that provides better load distribution, up to five times more or better load distribution than a traditional seat belt, so that many people who ride in the second row are either children or sometimes elderly who are more susceptible to those types of injuries. This is a much easier belt for them, and it, as I said, distributes the load more evenly across their body, and it's also much more comfortable.
That sounds great, and you combine that with the other airbags, the class-leading array of airbags, and the Trinity front impact structure. Tell us about that.
Well, as we developed our body structure, we wanted to, as I said earlier in our discussion, focus on lightweight materials. And what we've done, we've actually doubled the amount of high-strength steel. And the way we've designed it, we've designed the structure so that it distributes and deflects the crash forces away from the occupant compartment. And there's three main beams and crash paths, one that flows up through the A-pillar, one that is part of the engine cradle, and then one that's part of the front, what we call front structure shotgun area. And these are engineered in a way that when the load is put into the vehicle, it's sent away from the occupant compartment.
Excellent. And, of course, you guys have advanced track with roll stability control, but something new has been added. It's called curve control functionality. Explain that to us.
Yeah, we've actually enhanced our advanced track control. How this works is it focuses on steering wheel angle and speed. So the sensors that we have in our vehicle is checking the vehicle, you know, 100 times a second. And if you imagine an entrance ramp onto an expressway, depending on the amount of steering wheel angle the driver's putting in, the vehicle is sensing that along with vehicle speed. And if it senses that the vehicle speed is too fast for that particular steering wheel angle, it will use engine braking and four-wheel braking to actually slow the vehicle down before the driver would ever get himself into a condition where he would start moving off his intended curve or his intended path.
That's very cool technology. And speaking of cool technology, of course, the Sync Communications and Entertainment System is going to be enhanced with the MyTouch driver connected technology. For those of our listeners who may not be familiar with MyTouch, tell us a little bit about that.
Well, My4Touch takes the whole connectivity and the interface with the vehicle's infotainment system, so the navigation, the telephone, the audio system, it takes it to the new level. And there's a couple of things we're trying to focus on. We want to make things simple. So lots of technology is used, but it's used to develop this information in a simpler, easier way to use. And we really want to take our voice recognition now to the next level so that our drivers are really focusing their full attention on the road and their hands on the wheel. And My4Touch allows the driver to configure the information how he wants to see it on the screen. It's completely configurable depending on how he wants to see the navigation, how he wants to see the audio. And as I mentioned, we've really spent a lot of time to enhance voice recognition so he can control his climate control system, his audio system, and as we've done already, his telephone, making calls, and also directing navigation and directions.
Got a question for Peter. Lake Shasta, California, wants to know about the 2-liter EcoBoost four-cylinder engine. What type of horsepower and torque numbers does this engine provide? Good question. What's the answer, Jim, on that?
Yeah, for horsepower, we're rating it at 237 horsepower, and torque is 250 foot-pounds of torque.
Wow.
And as I mentioned earlier, that's about 13% more horsepower than the outgoing V6.
Yeah, that's impressive for a 2-liter engine. And this is both turbocharged and intercooled, I would imagine.
Right.
And how about the V6 power plant? What kind of power does that put out?
That'll deliver 290 horsepower and 255 foot-pounds of torque.
And both with a 6-speed automatic?
Yes, both are matched up with a 6-speed automatic.
When will we see the 2011 Explorer available for sale in Ford dealerships across the country?
This coming winter. So they'll be available at dealers this coming winter.
Let's talk a little bit about styling, certainly extremely important in every category of vehicle these days. The vehicle definitely has a rather striking face and an overall a little bit different design than what we've seen from the Explorer in the past.
Yes, we wanted to definitely modernize the style. We kept some of the heritage of Explorer, so we have always had what we call a body color C-pillar, and that still remains, but it's a sloper, more faster design. But the overall design is modern. We wanted it to also have a strong athletic look to it, and also resonate SUV. It was very important to our customers that Explorer still maintained the SUV traditional design elements. So we've kept things like clamshell hoods that's traditionally on SUVs, and we've had some very strong lines put into the side so you get that very toned athletic look.
And as far as pricing information, that too will probably be announced closer to launch.
Yeah, the detailed pricing closer to launch. We have just a high level by series now available, and we'll start at $28,190 and then go up from there. The limited, we have three series. The base Explorer, as I said, $28,190, then XLT is $31,190, and then our limited will start at $37,190.
Very good. And is it available in two-wheel drive configuration as well?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Certainly a striking vehicle, and folks can check more out by logging on to, I would imagine, Ford.com, Ford Vehicles.
That's correct. And then, as you mentioned earlier in the discussion, Facebook, we have a lot of information up on our Facebook.
Yeah, that was an interesting way to launch a vehicle publicly. I checked it out, and you guys had a number of videos up on YouTube featuring Mark Fields and other members of the Ford executive team, as well as the engineering folks. How was the overall response doing that?
It was tremendous. It was more than any of us had expected or hoped for. And, you know, we're reinventing the vehicle, but we're also reinventing how we communicate the launch of the vehicle. And this type of direct interface with the customer is very helpful to us, and it gets our message out directly. So it was a tremendous response.
Jim, I would imagine in planning and executing the 2011 Explorer, you probably talked to current and previous owners of Explorers. Did you get input from those folks?
Definitely. We spent a lot of time talking to current Explorer customers. There's still, believe it or not, 3.5 million Explorers on the road today as we speak. So we talked to our direct Explorer customers, but we also talked to other customers from other manufacturers who are interested in SUVs as well.
Do you expect a number of conquest buyers, people who have not been Explorer buyers, to potentially take a heavy look at this vehicle?
Yeah, I definitely hope so, because I think what we're bringing is a vehicle that redefines SUVs for the 21st century. And the Explorer strong brand name is great, but now we're providing tremendous fuel economy never seen in a vehicle with this capability. And we have great luxury, great craftsmanship to go with that.
Jim Holland, Chief Engineer for the 2011 Explorer, thanks so much, and we'll get you back closer to launch. Thanks, Jim.
Okay, thank you.
That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. My name is Bob Long.
Road tonight. Seems I always end up driving by.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNLive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.